So my first question for you is, can you tell me a little bit of the history of the Fisher House? Exactly how it was started, maybe who started it, or what it's exactly for?
Sure. Now, in the early 90s, Zachary Fisher wanted something to do to benefit personnel of the military services. And in talking throughout the communities, the military communities, he came up with the adaption of Fisher House. Well, it came out to be the Fisher House. What the Fisher House really came out to be was a house to where families can stay when their soldier, their service member, or the veteran, where their families can stay once they're going through medical treatment at a hospital. So the first house came in 1891, and it started out in Walter Reed, out in Virginia, and then from there it just developed over the years. Now, the Fisher houses are more of like a comfort home, private bedroom, private bathroom, communal living through the kitchens, living rooms, dining rooms. It's the way that the families get in and they talk and they heal together and they talk together actually adds to our tagline, which is a family's love is good medicine. Now, the Fisher houses can be anywhere from 21 room suites. The one in Murfreesboro is a 12-room suite, so we can handle up to 12 families at one time that can stay with us for free. Never a cost for anybody staying at the Fisher House, and we also provide comfort items for them whenever they stay, so they don't have to think of anything. If they come with just the clothes on their back, we're going to go ahead and give them gift cards so they can go out and buy some clothes. They don't have anything to eat. We'll provide them food at the house and possibly even some, again, restaurant cards or monies to go buy food or go to a restaurant.
What's something that you would specifically like to say about Fisher House? Maybe something that you're most proud of or something that you really want broadcasted about it?
Okay. Well, one of the things for the Fisher House is the Fisher House is built with private monies. It's all donated monies through the Fisher House Foundation. And we raise money locally also so we could build the house. Once the house is built, it is gifted to the VA, the one in Murfreesboro is. But whenever we gift it to the VA, they staff it. But there's not really much more that the VA can do for the families except for give them that place to stay. So what our foundation does is it provides those things that they would like to have. For an example, we raised money and built a computer and a desk and printer so they can print boarding tickets if they're going to have a flight coming out. We raise donations to build a grill outside. We raise donations also for comfort items and for foods. So it's those donations that come in that let the families have no worries at all while they're staying at the house.
One of my last questions is, I guess, where do you see the Fisher House going?
The true Fisher House Foundation, not the Tennessee Fisher House Foundation, but the Fisher House Foundation is always building houses. Right now, they're already up to 72 houses, and there's many that are on the plate to be built. And as long as our Fisher House has all the needs and all the wants that they have met, we always try. The Tennessee Fisher House Foundation always strives to give back to the Fisher House Foundation so that they can build houses. So where I can see our foundation going is to always give and always have for the people at the Fisher House, for the residents. And if in need, and if there is a lot of people staying at the Fisher Houses, the potential of building a second house, if our occupancy rate is at 100%.
Okay, great. That basically answered all of the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you would like to say or?
Yeah, so we just believe in giving and not taking. Our board is 100% voluntary. None of us get paid for what we do. And the reason why is just we want the money to go to where the people that are donating the money wanted to go, and that's to the veterans' families. You know, there's a couple charities out there that give every year to the major Fisher House Foundation, and even with the houses that they built, they also have a Heroes Miles program where you can donate miles, airline miles, so that you know, let's say that if a soldier gets injured in Afghanistan, the first place they're going to do is they're going to bring them to Germany. We have Fish House in Germany. We have one in England. So we will actually fly two members of the immediate family to Germany using Heroes Miles, put them in a Fisher House in Germany, and then bring them back with that service member. We have other programs to go with that. We also have scholarship programs and Hotels for Heroes programs. So we're touching a lot of whatever we can do for the veterans. Our local foundation here in Murfreesboro really just concentrates on the Tennessee Fisher House in Murfreesboro, but we're always looking at different ventures.
I'm Lacey Pate with WGNS News.